Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
For Wet Wet Wednesday on Monstrous Radio Live with DJ E Monster. This is Bando Jones. Let's get into it.
Ooh-wee. Got me wishing that we did the things we didn't do. And right now I want to sex you, baby. Has anybody sexed you?
Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday, Hump Day Music, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Don't forget, we are interactive. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, or Google+. Everything's Monstrous Radio or DJ E Monster. or just do the hashtag and you'll find it. You dig? So check it out. We're going to get back into it with the Who Wing.
I'm tired of hearing you talking that shit on my phone. I'm getting in my car and I'm headed straight to your home. And I'm throwing on a ski mask. Ski mask. Never mind when you're mad at him. I'm finna kill it. Kill it. I'm a dead, dead baby. Feel it. I wanna feel it. I'm ready, babe. You've been all in my head like a headache. And now they made that bitch shake.
Put it in the bud. Monsters Radio.
Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
MonsterUSRadio.com. So all right, I'm gonna keep it moving. This is Guyana. This is called "Kiss My Body." Ooh wee, message. Pick it up.
Me like a Hershey, boy, you got me soaking wet, I bet you must be thirsty. Currently I'm sliding to your spot like a hockey puck. Treat me like an envelope, you could lick my body up. Good girl, but you got me thinking about some naughty stuff. My body is tough, but I admit, daddy, I like it rough. Tie me up and follow all directions that I give you. If you want it, then it's yours, boy. I ain't talking random. I got a plan with your mouth and I ain't talking dental. You ain't even leave yet and I already miss you. You know I'm real expensive, so I need you to spend the night. Don't pucker up if you ain't kissing right.
Can you send me special invitation? Make my body feel like at home. Baby, you wanna kiss my body? Come on and kiss my body. Baby, I can't wait for us to be alone. Boy, got me like, when it's all said and done, you ain't even gotta go home. Baby, you wanna kiss my body? Come on and kiss my body. You got my body, got my body. Now won't you bring it?
Yeah. Situations getting sticky, all this kissing, giving hickeys, got me wetting up your vickies, I see. Sticky, sticky, licky, licky, run my tongue between them titties, just that sex off in the city. I don't need to wrap your hair up, you just let your hair down. Finesse me with that pretty face and watch how fast it goes down. I wanna blow all in your third hole and watch that kitty turn gold, cause you know that I know I'ma beat that kitty lips, whoa, so nasty with it. Baby, you so hot when you on top and you won't stop. Ride me out to that bedrock, that boy knock up on the wall. Take this cover off and take this rubber off, cause I wanna feel it all.
Got a license to seduce him, feel me move my body forward. You ain't even gotta say it, baby, I already know it. All day I was bored, until I got your company. You kissing on my shoulder slow and you know what it does to me. Sound good on the phone, so I had to come and see. I'm his Kit Kat bomber, yes, I'm about to break your mother piece. We gon' get it down, then we going off to sleep. Up in the sheets, he up in the deep. Ride him like a Maserati on the street. In the bedroom, I'll be bringing out the freak.
She won't gon' never let go. Need it all for fraction. Know she think I'm Michael Jackson. Billie Jean moonwalk. I need the front and the back end. She in love with the fashion, but she in love with the flashing. Bitch, this ain't your money, bitch, I spend it on you, cause you know I have it. With my walls in the six, X-holes, yeah, they six. I'ma rain on a bitch,
really rain on a bitch.
Forget you can request music, and we have a request to kind of turn it up a little bit. They like the monster. Where's the not so slow music? So hey, check it out. We're gonna do that. We do 30 minutes of the slow jam, my splash mix. Then we're gonna turn it up. But hey, we're gonna get into this Trey Marquise. If you missed it, we did an interview with him yesterday. That was a really nice interview. So check it out. This is one of his new tracks. It's called Loyal, and he tells you where you can get it for free.
You want to come out, girl?
Oh, DJ E Monster, my music plug, Rent My City TV, True Beyond Entertainment, and Thuggin' and Buggin' Daycare on the weekend.
But I don't mind.
Baby, can we be honest? Can we keep it a honey? I swear all my life I'm in love with you. You can see my heartbeat through my stomach. I swear I'll keep you feeling wanted. I know how to keep it simple. See you having my child. I love to see you smile.
But I'm loyal, just too loyal.
But I'm loyal.
Yeah. So, hey, before I get into this Pick It Up music, you know I got to get into my throwback. It looks like we got somebody tuning in. So, all right, we're going to keep it moving. Monsters Radio, Hump Day Music. This is my OG throwback. Some of you youngins may not know what this is. But I ain't going to say it because that's not sexy. But, all right, go ahead and enjoy it. Make it do what it do. Relax. Light a candle. Blow it out. Light it again. Do something.
Out of my mind. Sexy, you be all I see.
Sing that. Look, it went off. I was about to sing it, but it knew not to let me howl. So that's what it do. All right, I'm about to pick it up here just for a second, and when I come back, we're about to open up the line. I got quite a few people over here, but remember, you have to push one. Hump Day Music, Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Check it out. This is Junior Castro featuring Kid Ink and Migos. It's called Get Home. If I can get it to play. There we go. All right. Let's ride with it, y'all. Hit me up, 424-243-9649. That's 424-243-9649. Rock out with me, DJ E Monster. Okay, I think that picked it up a little bit. I wasn't finna give you nothing to do to Hannah dance or nothing like that. So, all right, that's what it do. Monsters Radio, hit me up. We got quite a few people, but only one person pushed one to talk. So if you would like to talk, go ahead and do that now. So I think I know who this is, but let me double check anyway. 502-724. You heard that bing in your ear. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hey, what's up, B?
Hey, what's up? What's good? Oh, I thought it was you, bruh.
Yeah, man, it's always me calling from 502, man. What's good?
Okay, nothing much, nothing much. Now, we kind of had a dilemma because, you know, we usually got, I mean, we got a couple people over here, but some people be scared to talk. They act like we in Harlem. It's late night, and I'm going to shoot off their pinky toe or something like that. But it is what it is. I definitely appreciate everybody that tunes in. But you know what I mean? I guess what you want to talk about, I guess we can come from a man's perspective. Ain't nothing wrong with that on a wet Wednesday. You did?
Man, I don't know nothing. Where's Kool-Aid anyway? Shoot.
Oh, Cali girl.
Yeah.
Cali girl ain't here yet. You did? She not here yet.
You know, she's going to get crazy when she get on. Something done happened. Some wind done blown the wrong way or something.
Mm-hmm. Shoot. Her little Kool-Aid and vodka. That's what she be on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, making up her own little hood drink.
Let's see, it's Wet Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let's talk about these males and females out here that don't know what they're doing. You know
now
what
you're
I'm
talking
saying?
About
you got, yeah, that's
is that what you're talking
about?
About.
You got, look, man, you got dudes out here to be messing up, like to be messing up the next female for the next dude, and then you got females out here to just be. You know what, I'm going to leave dudes out of this one because I know Cali girl going to start when she get on. So let's get on the females. Females, let me see. Like, I had a conversation with the female, and she was like, oh, well, I'm not as experienced in sex. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, don't worry, it's all good. And she goes, no, I don't really feel that's an excuse. Nah, I mean, she was like, yes, and she brought up a good point. She said, females don't have to be as good as men. And I said, you know what, let me get your perspective. She hollered, well, essentially, it's a hole. She's like, we ain't got to keep it up. She just said, if it gets dry, you got lube. She said, dudes have such a harder time. It's not a fair game. And you know what I'm saying? I said, I see what you're talking about. I said, we ain't going to have that situation here. But, you know, I feel you. So I might get a little perspective from around the way, too. So I don't know. I mean, if we get some people to call in and answer on that, like, do they think sex is actually 50-50? I mean, you hear a whole bunch of females say, oh, yeah, I can do this, I can do this. But at the end of the day, I mean, what can you do? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean, it's wet Wednesday, but sometimes some of these people be, you know what I'm saying, some of these females, I don't think they ever heard of wet Wednesday.
Well, okay. I mean, there's some. I mean, everybody's feelings always is right. You dig? Because there's so many people, so there's too many scenarios for somebody to say what's right or what's wrong. You understand me? But I know some motherfucking women that would back your ass up against a motherfucking wall and put it on you. You understand me? I'm just saying, ain't no 50-50. She going 75, and you might come 25. I'm just saying, it all depends on the person and what they have experienced. Like when you were saying before about some guys, you know, they don't put it down right for the ladies. Then usually be the ladies that end up becoming, I mean, I'm not going to try to sound funny, but we'll say bisexual. That's how they start out that way because I think sometimes us as men, when we're younger, I think when we watch porn movies and shit, and we see the chick going, oh my God, oh, we think that's what it really, really is. You dig? So when we finally get something, we trying to drill it. We trying to get that, oh, and she's hurting like, what the fuck is wrong with you? What is you doing to me? You understand me? So I think sometimes that's what it comes down to. But once you inhabit a freak, that whole shit changes. That whole shit changes. I met women before that was like, oh, I've never squirted. Oh, I've never came. Next thing, you dig? it just all depends on who you experience. And sometimes it's like that with us with dudes. You dig? Sometimes we come into a contact with a woman, we be with her, we be in love, but she give head like a motherfucking mule. You dig? It's all pieces in this motherfucker. No, baby. No. We need to buy you some classes.
You ain't lying.
You dig?
Or
as we call them, dead fucks that just lay there. Turn her head to the left. Turn her head to the right. That's about it. You dig? That's about it. Dead fucks.
He said it out there. You ever, hey man, let me ask you. You ever smashed a chick that cried?
And she cried?
I swear for God, bro, I was in chick. And she was tearing up in the eyes, and I literally stopped and said, "The fuck, bitch, is you crying?" She said, she gonna wipe her tears away and go, "No, I'm good." I said, "First off, you gonna drop that bass from your voice when you talk to me, motherfucker." But I'm done with this guy. So we gonna reconvene in like 20 minutes. You know, let the nigga get a little power bar and shit, because you done fucked up his whole rhythm. You know what I'm saying? Nigga done found that pivotal access that you gotta have in the hips, not like the straight hitting, but you know, you got that right pivot. You know, we seen some tears. Say, got that? I said, "Are you okay? You do know my name, right? You agreed to this." Like, what the fuck? You know? Like, I'm starting to feel some
on medication. Right.
Oh my God.
No, not like that scenario, bro. It's never happened to me like that. I probably would freak the fuck out, get up and be like, "Can we call somebody?"
Oh, nah, I was done.
But I mean,
I was done.
I've done that with. I mean, that's happened to me before. You know, with someone I was with for a long time, and you know, just the moment was right, and she just let go, and you know what I mean, and just was just in the moment, and I was smashing that thing, and yeah. Set the ambiance. And yeah, she cried like that, but no, not like that. Yeah, that kind of would freak me out just a little bit. But all right, bro, hold on. Let me spend another track or two and see if we can get some more people to participate in what we're talking about. Because damn, this right here is kind of good right here. What we're saying from a male's perspective. I'm just saying, if ain't nobody else going to say it, we don't give a fuck about your feelings. Check it out. This is Mac Wiles. It's called Love in the 90s. Some new music. It kind of has an old throwback to it. Listen to the lyrics. I like how he makes the old reference to TLC and all them. So check it out. This is Mac Wiles, Monsters Radio. Some of this music you ain't never, ever heard before.
I was your first friend back in the summer day. I loved you a long time. You had some Daisy Dukes that stop a load of weight, showing off your bikini line. And I know, oh, 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 that you got a thing for the young boy. And I know.
Shining for me, somebody calling, some panic.
Raphael Andrews, it's called Handle That. You dig Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday, Hump Day Music. Well, it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Don't forget to connect with us at monsterusradio.com. Find more about where you can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and Google+. So, all right, let me go back over here and check over here with my homie. Oh, seeing that we having the male perspective right here on the show. You did. We're talking about things from a. So, you got something else you want to say or something else you want to put out there? I got one I want to ask that's a good one, I think. don't know. What you got? What you got, E?
What I got is, yeah, there. This is what I got. Here's a good question. You hear the ladies say it all the damn time. You hear them say it all the time. Does size matter? You know, when it comes to the junk in the trunk, does size matter? Okay, well, let's talk about your music box, mama. From a guy's perspective, does size matter? You know, because let's keep it real. Some is really sloppy and deep, and some is rather shallow. You know, so does size matter?
I'll keep an open mind on this. To a certain extent, I do feel size does matter because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They say it's all about the motion in the ocean. Well, that's great, but if you put a little toy boat in the ocean, that ain't changing shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to do something. So I'll say that, but at the same time, females, this is where we come back to that Wet, Wet Wednesday joke I made. And even the shallow strokes, some females just can't take a stroke, and some females can take a lot of a stroke, a damn near lot of a stroke. Like, you got to lose your whole damn arm in there just to fill that shit up. And you know what I'm saying? It's I think it's more to it. Because with females, it's, you know, how the size of it, how long can you last? Okay, well, with dudes now, like, dudes looking at females, okay, so... am I hitting a wall or are you dry? You know what I mean? Like, am I, you know, like, do I mean, I could, you know, go straight the whole time, but am I going to have to, like, kind of push you backwards over a pillow just to kind of, like, hit the G-spot? Do I got to, like, lean sideways just to, like, rub a side wall the whole time? I mean, what is it? You know what I mean? Females got to understand, too. Look, you gotta understand what you bring to the table, because I've heard females, like, we've been in collective groups before, and males and females would get upset, and she's like, that's why you got a little dick. And he's like, that's why your shit dry. And you know she's a team player, so the rest of the team just sitting over here like, damn, bro, she put you on blast. But, Miss, he is right. You is dry as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? A nigga was in pain after you. Nigga had, like, you know what I'm saying? Ugh. So that's some real shit that you got to think about. Yeah.
Okay.
Shit. I mean,
okay.
You gotta. I mean, it's got to be both ways. And the thing is, it's genetic.
I feel you, bro. I feel you, because it's kind of hard to put motion on the ocean when you should be fucking with the wakes on the lake. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Shit. I mean,
hey, you know what?
I really don't know.
Honestly. This is what I say, is if you got a little dick, you better fuck with a big bitch. I don't know why big bitches do. I guess all the weight in there, just be
that's
pushing in on
up,
the cookie
man.
Box, you know what I'm saying? And it feels...
Yeah. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I think if you got a shorty, that's what we going to call it. If you got a shorty, I think you should fuck with a little thin-ass, skinny, short girl.
Nah, but see, look, this is the thing, like, yo, for real, I've noticed this, like, and the sad part is I've sat back and I've thought about this stuff, like, at one point in life I really thought about this, like, you see some females and it's just like, you hear the comment, like, damn, she got some birthing hips, and you really sit back and you think, and it's like, yo, like, and I'm gonna take you on some, like, weird, trippy shit right now, but if the world wasn't the way the world is, okay, would it be back in the other, like, in the tribal societies where some women were just, like, really, like, better at making babies, and you know what I'm saying, like, better at nursing kids, and some dudes was, like, just better at making kids, you feel me? And then there was, like, the rest of, like, went out and did stuff. Like, you really got to think about that. Like, some women damn near, and you know what I'm saying, this isn't a joke, but some women damn near die when they have kids, and other women, they just pop their motherfuckers out, like, you know, just, and then continue with their day. You feel me? You got to wonder, like, how this shit really is. I know I went left with that, but for real, females, y'all gotta make sure y'all bring something to the table. Don't be talking about this little dude's Mr. Nubs over here, but you know what I'm saying, you drive, nigga get rug burned. Don't be like that, women. Don't be like that.
Right.
That's what
right.
I have to say.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and leave it there because we're close at the end of the show, and I do got one more track I got to play out of here.
I told these guys on Twitter that I would spin their tracks, so I'm going to make sure I get that on the way up out of here. Remember, Monsters Radio, Wednesday, Hump Day Music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. So, all right, bro, you got any shout-outs you want to do before we get up out of here?
Hey, man, you know what? I want to my brother's in this dance crew down in Tampa. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to shout-out Infinite Concept. Also going to shout-out my brother's peoples and really dudes like dudes doing a lot of shit now. I'm pretty sure you know his name, but also another Louisville representative, Bryson Tiller. He's definitely doing his shit. You know what I'm saying? Just shout-out 502. Shout-out Minnesota. And shout-out to Mishawaka, Indiana, not Mishawaka. Nick, most of the cities in your damn state are named after Indian shit. Like, I really hope that you can say Mishawaka, E. Goddamn.
Right. So if you want to know what he's talking about, check the show from last night. It's the show with Trey Marquise from my Takeover Tuesday. It's Trey Marquise interview number 2. And you'll see what he's talking about, and you're going to laugh your motherfucking ass off. So I just want to send a shout out to everybody that's listening. Even though you didn't push one to talk, hey, I still got mad love for you. Also, big shout out to people that not only share and comment, but that also reposted all the links to the show tonight. So all right, let me play this track so I can get up out of here. Remember, if you go out tonight, it is a Wednesday. Somebody's got a club. If you go out tonight, you're probably an alcoholic or you don't have a job tomorrow. I'm just fucking with you. If you go out tonight, don't drink and drive, not because I'm trying to be in your business, but I need your ass for the race tomorrow. You did? Check it out. This is Mr. 16 Bars and Slow Boy. It's called About That Life, Monsters Radio. Ooh-wee. He said it's for the ladies.
Get up out of here.
Get up out of here.
I'ma give you what you want. Girl, you best believe that I know that you ain't about that life. Yeah. You ain't about that life. Yeah. You ain't about that life. Yeah. You ain't about that life.
Yeah.
You ain't about that life.
If you about that life, let me know that.
Let me know that.
If you really want it, I can show that.
I can show that.
If you really with it, we can get it.
Let's get it.
Cause I can change your life in a minute.
Woo.
First, let me show you how I kick it.
Yeah.
I'm married to this money, but I'll spend it with you.
Spend it with you, baby.
Yeah.
Baby girl, fine, shout it, look like left eye. Could I bag a hell, I give it my best try.
I was like, you don't deserve this.
No.
What time you get off, I'll swing through in my spaceship. S550 on some 24 inches. I'm a mechanic with this woodworking, your suspension.
Yeah.
I can show you better things than this fucking kitchen.
I can.
This job that you hate,
yeah.
These pancakes you flip.
Let go.
Yeah. Looking for no side piece. I just thank you a 10. That's a dime piece.
I just want somebody I can kick it with.
Somebody
who can get this money, make a million with.
So baby,
talk to me, tell me what you gonna do.
What you gonna
do? The balls in your court, shorty, what's your next move?
Shorty.
I just want somebody I can kick it with.
Kick
somebody who can get this money, make a million with.
Money.
So baby, talk to me, tell me what you gonna do. The balls in your court, shorty, what's your next move?
Let's move, let's drink. Let's get up out of here.
Get up out of here.
I'ma give you what you want. Girl, you best believe that I know that you ain't about that life. Yeah. You ain't about that life. Yeah. You ain't about that life.
Yeah.
You ain't about that life.
Yeah.
You ain't about that life.
You tell you about that life. Well, girl, show me something. You been with them other dudes. Flexing the sun. Shorty, come my way, let a real nigga show you something. Desires of your mind and everything you've been wanting. Close your eyes, girl, it's your time. Looking forward to the future. The past is the past, never rewind. Damn, you fine. And the jeans fit your figure, and my figure's just fine. Yeah, I'm Russell Crowe with my beautiful mind. I'm trying to take you to the stars, out of this world, baby, out of your mind. If you bout that life, then girl, it's your time. I said, girl, it's your time. Yeah, girl, it's your time. I said, girl, it's your time.
It's your time.
Let's live this life in the wine. So, baby girl, you know it's your
let's
time.
Let's move, let's
it's
drink.
Time.
Let's get up out of here.
Get up out of here.
I'ma give you what you want. Girl, you best believe that I know that you ain't about that life.
That life.
Yeah. You ain't about that life.
ain't about that life.